Several years ago, a pope was here. I won't tell his name. And he was being driven to the airport as he was leaving. And he was admiring, he was amazed with the limo that he was riding on. And so he couldn't resist asking the chauffeur to, if he could try it. So he would like to drive the limo. And so they traded places. So he started driving the limo, and he felt good about it. And unknowingly, he beyond the speed limit, because he started to, you know, enjoy, and he went beyond the speed limit. Of course, the policeman flagged him down. And so the policeman was approaching the car, and then he saw this man seated in the back seat. And then to his shock, it was the Pope. And so he went back to his car and radioed his chief, and he said, "Hey, chief, what should I do?" "What? I flagged down a very important person." And the chief said, "Well, give him a ticket." "No, no, no. You don't understand. He's very important." And the chief said, "Well, who is he? Is he the senator or the governor or..." No, he's very important. Whoever he is, he is the Pope or his chauffeur." I have allergies, so I want to kind of make myself, well, very important. But we have a more important person in our gospel today, in the readings today. And the readings today are inviting us to listen to him, especially in the gospel. The Father said, "This is my son, Jesus. Listen to him. Listen to him." Because listening to him would lead us to eternal life. That's the simple message of the readings today. Listen to him. But why is it difficult for us to listen to Jesus? We know. That's why we're here, right? That's why we're here. Because we would like to follow Jesus. We would like to listen to him. But why is it difficult for us to listen to him? Maybe first is because maybe we are far from him. Maybe we are far from him. Maybe that's the first one. Because of course it's hard to listen to a person when we are far. Physically it's difficult. Sometimes you have even to shout. Maybe we are far from him. Second, it's difficult to listen to Jesus because we are noisy ourselves. We're not quiet. Our minds and our hearts are not quiet. We are inundated with, what's the phrase in poetry? Cacophony of voices. Too many voices, including our own, drown the voice of Jesus. So it's hard for us to listen to him. Or maybe it's hard to follow Jesus because his call, even if it's a promise of eternal life, but just as in the gospel today, it has to go through pain and suffering first. Pain and suffering first. Death first before resurrection. Maybe that's a very hard message for all of us. maybe it's hard to experience pain or to suffer. And that's the very reason why Jesus said, you know, at the end of the gospel, it said, don't tell them yet. Don't tell them until the Son is raised at the resurrection. Because he knew, Jesus knew very well that people were following him because he did miracles. He was feeding them. And he knew that they were following him because of these miracles. They did not have that understanding yet, full understanding of his being the Son of God. That he had to go through suffering and death. And then resurrection. Maybe that's a hard truth for us. Or maybe we don't trust. You know, Abraham, in the first reading, he was at least 75 or so, or maybe 80. Jesus, God said, go, I have this promise to you. No definite destination. He left and went. Why? Because he has trust in God. Do we have that trust that enables us to do that leap of faith? So those four points you can bring to our reflection. And hopefully will help us to see where we are in our relationship with Jesus. And hopefully, you know, this season of Lent, we can find time to see and evaluate and make those adjustments to grow in our trust in Jesus, to embrace suffering and death, to quiet our minds and our heart, to be able for us to hear his voice. And as he calls us back in conversion and through conversion, that we are able to accomplish that. And I'm sure that our Lent would lead us to resurrection.